Wrangell's Chamber of Commerce starts planning 4th of July celebrations on July 5th of the previous year, but as the confetti settled after 2022's week of Independence Day events, the Chamber realized it had a major issue.
We couldn't have a year like last year and stay solvent.
Bill Burr is the president of the Chamber of Commerce's volunteer board. He's also superintendent of Wrangell's school district.
The biggest outflow of money is the 4th of July, which is a pretty big community event, and we want that to continue, but we couldn't have another year. We don't have reserves to fall back on at this point.
Reserves sit at just $34,000, half of the lowest range the chamber usually relies on. Wrangell's 4th of July hasn't traditionally been a big moneymaker for the chamber, but in years past, it broke even or came close. That hasn't been the case recently, especially last year, says Chamber Executive Director Brittany Robbins.
I personally noticed that we were losing or expending a lot of our finances during the run of the royalty race last year. That's when I started to notice that we were not bringing in as much as we were putting out.
The royalty race is the big moneymaker for the chamber in the lead up to the 4th of July. That's where community members, usually high schoolers looking to make money for college, sell raffle tickets and fundraise via food booths, car washes, and carnivals during a whirlwind month. Robin says the chamber pays for wages and supplies during the royalty race, which had one candidate last year, and that cost came out to almost $83,000, but ticket sales fell over $25,000 short of costs. The royalty competition is only the start of Independence Day expenditures. The chamber also pays for special insurance for the downtown corridor during celebrations, and that insurance has almost doubled in cost in the last couple of years. And cash prizes for dozens of events came out of its coffers.
Every single from 50-cent piece to $100 bill that goes out between the first and the fourth was furnished by the chamber.
Supplies, hundreds of eggs for the egg toss, and a huge fireworks show don't come cheap. Burr says last year's fireworks cost $11,000. Between cash prizes, supplies, and events, he says the 4th of July overall cost well over $100,000.
And that doesn't include a lot of the work and the setup hours and time by members of the chamber and volunteers. So there's even more that goes into it that just can't be calculated. But sticker price alone is six figures.
For years, Robin says the chamber's backup source of income to pad the 4th of July was pull tab sales at the bars around town.
We were really, really heavily relying on those pull tabs.
But with inflation soaring and local utility rates rising as well, she says pull tab sales have plummeted.
And then with the economic change, even my agent through the state is calling and being like, why aren't you buying more pull tabs? Well, I would love to, but no one's buying them for me. So that's when I reached out to Bill and said, hey, we've got a problem.
So there are some changes coming to this year's 4th of July in Wrangell. Some are small, like a $5 registration fee for the parade. There may be less subcategories for prizes.
The parade was $1,000 in prizes alone.
The biggest change will be space and supply rentals from the chamber. Robin says that's not to make the chamber money, it's just to help cover the expenses for things like the special downtown insurance. Robin says there have been a few gripes about the changes. After all, Wrangell is a town of traditions.
I mean, I have memories growing up at my house up on the top of the hill, hearing from my house from downtown, toss your eggs now.
But there's also been a huge outpouring of support. Almost every event for the coming 4th of July has been sponsored at prices from a few hundred to a few thousand dollars. For many of the events, the same volunteers keep coming out year after year to organize and run the highlight events of the festival.
What makes Wrangell special is what we can do as a community. And it is like the fact that we have a 4th of July like no other, or that we have, you know, these special events where people can get dressed up or go out and do these fun things that you can't do in the larger communities. Where it's not safe necessarily, or they don't have the feeling of family where they want to get together with their community. And I don't want any of that to go away. But down the line, if we can't make changes, then something's going to go away.
Whatever happens, though, Wrangell's 4th of July will go on. The eggs will crack on Front Street, fireworks will sparkle above town, and a Wrangellite will be crowned 4th of July royalty. Robin says they've already got one candidate for this year's race approved by the chamber and ready to go, but they're waiting to make an official announcement until the May 1st deadline for royalty signups, in case any others want to throw their hat in the ring to compete for the 4th of July crown. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.